You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Guys, I'll just jump in here. We've got the One Nation candidate, Ricky Lee Tyrrell, on the line. Good evening, Ricky.
G'day, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you feeling?
Oh, exhausted.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Are you getting some early numbers in, getting any indication of how it's gone?
Yeah, we're watching it. It's looking okay at the moment. Look, once preferences are all sorted and counted, I think we might come out a little bit better than we first predicted, which will be great.
What sort of percentage would you be happy with, Ricky?
Look, I'd be happy with at least the same percentage as what I got last time or better, which was 11.29%. So I think an improvement on that would be good.
So, Ricky, I'm in the studio here with election expert Anthony Brophy and also Darren Linton of the Shepparton News. They might have a few questions for you. Thanks very much for your time this morning, by the way. I know you're exhausted and you probably just want to put your feet up, but we do appreciate your time. Guys?
So, Ricky Lee, Darren here. Well done on the campaign. And can you tell me last time, where did your... I know your preferences split about 70-30 going... to the Nationals ahead of the ALP in the and that's what the two party preferred was down to. But in this race we have the independent Rob Priestley. We also have a number of other minor parties that didn't stand at that last election. Where do you think your preferences will go?
I think they'll go to more the Conservative side, so perhaps the Liberals and Nationals. That's why I think our preferences will swing.
And they could be very important on the sort of numbers we're seeing at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I knew it was going to be an absolute dogfight to the finish line for the four boys. So it's going to be very interesting.
G'day, Ricky. This is Anthony here. Look, it's fantastic. Thank you for coming on tonight. Put your feet up now. All the hard work's done. In terms of being out in the hustings today, what was the feel like out of the polling booths?
It's really hard to tell. A lot of our voters are very discreet voters, and even the other parties, they do. Our demographics are very discreet voting demographics. They don't give it out easily with who they go to support. So we've been hanging out to see how it's going to end up today because the past 2 years, a lot's changed with our voting demographics.
And do you think that on the back of a reasonable figure for yourself and for others, for the Pauline Hanson's One Nation party, that you may be able to get a Senate seat?
Yeah, with any luck, that would be fantastic. Look, we need to get that foot in the door to get the ball rolling for One Nation in Victoria, and I think now's a great time to have it happen.
And early prediction, seeing the figures that are coming in, how do you think it'll play out in Nicholls?
Ooh, it's a really tough one. Look, perhaps Rob Priestley or Sam Birrell, by the look of it. I'm not a fortune teller tonight. My radar's turned off. I'm exhausted.
Ricky, what do you think of those guys?
In all honesty, I'd prefer to have seen Steve Brooks get it.
Why do you say that?
He's more committed to the greater region, not just Shepparton. So I have seen and dealt with Steve on water issues and all in the past, and I think he's a better candidate for it.
Fair enough. Well, we wish you all the best for the future, and thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ricky.
Speaking to the One Nation candidate for Nicholls, Ricky Lee Tyrrell.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.